Hello, I'm Dr. John White, Chief Medical Expert for Discovery Channel. Until recently, bipolar disorder was not associated with children. But pioneering studies have identified that this disorder may have its onset in young adults. The concern for today's psychiatrists is no longer, could it be bipolar disorder, but are we overdiagnosing, misdiagnosing, or underdiagnosing bipolar disease in children? Dr. David Axelson of UPMC explains.
Well, over recent years, we've learned more about the fact that child and adolescents can present with bipolar disorder or symptoms of mania. We didn't have appreciation of that probably 10, 15 years ago as much as we do now. It's still very difficult to diagnose and separate from other disorders, but I think there's some clear evidence now that bipolar disorder can present in children and teenagers. So there are certainly many challenges to diagnosing bipolar disorder in children and teenagers for several reasons. One is that the illness, we're catching it at its very earliest beginnings, so we have to catch the early signs and symptoms. So it sometimes doesn't present as clearly. They don't have as clear episodes of mania or depression oftentimes. There's certainly frequent switches back and forth between depressive symptoms and manic symptoms that can make it difficult to discern sort of clear DSM-IV criteria episodes of depression and mania. Other difficulties is there's symptom overlap between bipolar disorder and other common childhood psychiatric illnesses such as attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. So for instance, during a manic episode, a child can have rapid speech, motor hyperactivity, impulsivity, irritability. Those symptoms can also commonly present in children with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. One thing that can be helpful is that these symptoms tend to be more chronic in children with ADHD, whereas in bipolar disorder, there can be distinct episodes of these symptoms that intensify or worsen or onset with periods of elated or irritable mood. Doctors can differentiate bipolar disorder from ADHD and other disorders by focusing on trying to identify distinct episodes of depression and mania that indicate symptoms that are above and beyond the child's usual baseline. So for instance, changes in mood with intense elation or intense irritability, and during that period of time, the other symptoms of mania that we have in the DSM-IV, for instance, like decreased need for sleep, inflated self-esteem or grandiosity, impulsivity and reckless, dangerous thrill-seeking behavior, rapid speech and racing thoughts. When these symptoms either onset or intensify with the elated or irritable mood, that's a clue that this could be an episode of mania and not just simply ADHD. Bipolar children who may be mistaken to just have ADHD, for instance, may be exposed to stimulant medication without the protective factors of having anti-manic treatment. That can sometimes lead to very difficult results, psychotic symptoms, increased agitation, and overall worsening of course of illness. However, if we overdiagnose bipolar disorder and identify kids that don't have the illness but start exposing them to the treatments for bipolar disorder, we, one, won't be helping those children because they don't respond to the anti-manic treatment, and two, we will be exposing them to medications that have a significant higher risk of side effects compared to, for instance, stimulants or antidepressants. So it is a balance, and we have to be careful to not overdiagnose, but also not to underdiagnose. And that's a challenge in our current healthcare environment. The Child and Adolescent Bipolar Services Clinic at UPMC Western Psychiatric Institute and Clinic is unique in that we really are focusing on the diagnosis, treatment, and study of bipolar children and adolescents and children who present with symptoms that may have bipolar disorder, where we can actually focus on the diagnosis, focus on specific treatments, and also focus on the possibility that the child might not have bipolar disorder and get them to appropriate resources and treatment.
It is important to accurately diagnose bipolar disorder in children, as it has prominent implications for treatment, especially with regard to medications.